Kenneth Trump, no relation to the president, heads a company called National School Safety and Security Services. He has 30-plus years in emergency and school safety planning. His focus, school crimes and violence. So when it comes to current arguments and what we need to do to make schools safer, he feels the calls for arming teachers or having fewer doors or installing metal detectors miss the fundamental problem, people. He says schools need to refocus on people skills and frameworks for honest risk assessment. So with all this expertise, coupled with the nation's epidemic of school shootings, how does he approach his work right now?
Well, a lot of people believe that school security is all about physical security, hardware, equipment, more cameras, fortifying your front entranceways, and the first and best line of defense is really a well-trained, highly alert staff and student body. We take a look at the leadership of the school. We know that research shows that school safety leadership aligns with other high reliability organizations where you learn from failures, you thrive on training your people, and you empower your people to make good decisions in emergency situations and tap into their particular expertise. So we ask first, not whether the front door is fortified or we need more cameras or shake some doors and check the locks, but our question is really, do they get it? Do the people who are here responsible for school safety in this school or this school district aware of school safety? Do they have it as a part of their culture? Are they thinking safety and supervision and preparedness on a day-to-day basis? And while people don't need to be scared, they do need to be aware and prepared. And that's the mindset that we want to see.
So it sounds like this is more about training than the kind of broader conversation that's happening in the country right now, all this talk about hardening schools, like more, more metal detectors, more security, the talk about arming teachers with guns. So it sounds like you think this is more about training the people who are already in the school.
We believe that the first and best line of defense is a well-trained staff and student body. The number one way we learn about weapons in school is not from a metal detector, but from a kid who came forward and told an adult that they trust. We know that the kids often find out about plots, people with weapons, kids who are talking about causing self-harm. And the physical security, the equipment, the hardware, that's a supplement to it. It's a support for the human piece. It's not to say that we don't need some reasonable physical security measures. Those are helpful. We need to be able to lock the doors at our school, both inside and on the perimeters. We need to be able to communicate in a crisis so that teachers in a classroom can call for assistance or maybe even call for a lockdown anywhere from throughout their schools. We need two-way radios, and we need to make sure that surveillance cameras are used effectively to monitor areas that we can't supervise well, or at least provide some recordings for people to go back and trace where they have some issues and problems. So, yes, those play a role, but what we've seen is a very skewed focus on hardware and target hardening, and that's forced people to take their eye off the ball of the people side. People today that are going to extremes of wanting to teach people to throw things and attack gunmen or just have everybody run, hide, or fight, which we don't support those models. And they're not doing basic lockdowns and haven't practiced one during lunch period, which consumes oftentimes a third of their school day. So we're focused on fundamentals.
Yeah. There's a lot of talk, like I said, about hardening of schools, but there's also the other side of this, right? About creating an environment in a school that feels safe and that doesn't feel like a prison or a detention center or somewhere that is sort of highly secured. Is that a balance that is easy to strike, or is that kind of a difficult thing to hit on?
Well, school administrators have struggled since the Columbine era nearly 20 years ago. To keep balance, remembering that schools are community centers. They're youth service organizations. They are not government facilities or factories. They are community centers. We have activities in many high schools in particular in this country that run 24/7, performing arts, athletics activities, parent meetings, all types of things in our schools, both during the day and evening on weekends. And we have to strike a balance. The key word is balanced and comprehensive. Those are the key words that are involved here. You have to take reasonable steps. And most parents want to know two things. Number one, what did you have in place to reduce the risks? In other words, to try to prevent an incident. And how well prepared are you to manage what you can't prevent? we are in the business in school safety, just like security and policing and emergency planning anywhere, to reduce the risks. Well, unfortunately, while we aim to totally eliminate them, 100% elimination is not totally possible. So you have to balance climate and culture and community use of the school with risk reduction measures that are reasonable and preparedness measures to respond to things that you can't prevent.
Do you think that schools in this country are striking that balance, or do you think that it's generally kind of on one side or the other and too far on one side or the other?
Well, it tends to be cyclical. I've actually worked through the Columbine era, the Parkland area, the Sandy Hook era, and certainly now Santa Fe. And the list, sadly, goes on. And it's cyclical. We've seen schools after Columbine era and other points in times where they've been closer to having that balance. Since Sandy Hook, we've seen school safety politically hijacked by gun control versus gun rights advocates. We've seen a lot of politicizing of school safety by legislators who are coming up with legislation by anecdote to grandstand and exploit these issues. But we haven't seen consistency on that balance and best practices. And right now, what I see is a skewed focus on hardware, more conversations toward target hardening, and there's a role for those, as I said. But we also need to focus on the people. And what we're seeing in the weeks that we've been out in schools every week since Parkland around this country is schools that are lacking crisis teams, threat assessment teams. They're not doing training, are not doing fundamental lockdowns, that are looking for the wow but not thinking about the how on some of these more radical, extreme other proposals. So we've got a lot of concerns that we need to move the needle closer to the middle, balance it out, and the technology and the hardware alone is not going to solve the problem. These are people issues, and they go even deeper with mental health and counseling and intervention services for kids to prevent these things in the first place.
All right. That's Ken Trump, the president of the National School Safety and School Security Services. Ken, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate your interest.